Well, Wednesday at Southwest Minnesota State University in Marshall, we have a big event going on, and to tell us all about it, Brandon Ramo from MIRVED over there in Montevideo. Brandon, tell us about this event that MIRVED is putting on.
Yeah, so we have our first ever, we're going to call it the MIRVED Unstoppable Games. And so it's basically like a Special Olympics type event where we have a variety of athletic events for athletes to compete in. We're going to go grades 3 through 12. Kind of as a, not a trial run this year, but it's our first ever, so we're certainly going to learn a lot as we move forward here, though. So it should be a fun day.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about MIRVED first. You know, the school districts that will be involved in this event, and you know, how this event come about.
Yeah, so the MIRVED is the Minnesota River Valley Education District, and for some of you that are familiar, we do our big conference in January at Loughborough Valley. And so we are 9 school districts that are a consortium that basically come together to share resources. And then I'm the assistant director of that, so I kind of coordinate a lot of the different things for professional development or some student activities. And this one will fall under student activities. And so this fall, I had a teacher from Lakeview, Wendy Best is her name, contact me and say she wanted to, she's like, there's no events for special needs kids anymore regionally. Do you think we could maybe try to do something? And I think at the time she thought, you know, maybe get Lakeview and Mineota, and, you know, maybe YME or RCW together or something and do something small. And as the months went on, the idea just kind of grew and grew and grew. And we were like, well, let's include all 9 of our schools, and we didn't know how many kids to expect. And so the one thing that we didn't want to do was have to cancel the event in the case of weather, because we were going to do it in the spring. So the next best option was to contact Southwest Minnesota State University, as they can house 50 to 100 kids if we were to have to you know, be moved inside. So SMSU hopped on board. They really liked the idea, and so we're able to use their football field and the RA facility down there. And then just over the course of months, we kind of refined what games we were going to do, and looking to be a good day.
Yeah, you got a lot of volunteers helping?
Sorry, what was that?
You have a lot of volunteers helping?
Yeah, and so that was the other part with SMSU, was, you know, being in the spring, you know, schools are taxed with, you know, a bunch of other field trips and testing. And so we really didn't want to burden our schools too much with having to look for volunteers. So SMSU is a natural fit there too as well, because we have, I think we have about 10 or 12 athletes from SMSU helping us. And then we have about 30 education students that are going to come over and help as part of their classes. And so it kind of just was a natural fit to fit into their education courses and or some community service for their athletic teams. So there's probably about 50 people volunteering here to make the day go on.
Good. And how many students do you have participating? Do you have a number for that?
Yeah, so we ended up with 50 students. We registered ahead of time, so each kid's going to get a T-shirt. And we'll talk about the sponsorships that we did here and things, but each kid will get a T-shirt. We're going to split up into divisions, so 3rd through 5th grade will have a division, 6th through 8, and then 9 through 12 will also be a division. For each one of our events, we'll award 1st through 3rd place medals as well, and so I got a lot of medals coming with, and a lot of medals will be going home with our districts. We have an Unstoppable Spirit Award we're giving out as well for an athlete that maybe just displays some really good sportsmanship, or you know, cheering on their teammates really well and things like that. And then we also have a big traveling trophy that's going to go home with the district that wins our, we're going to call it the Unity Relay. It's kind of like a shuttle run relay. And so that'll be a kind of a traveling trophy. We got a nameplate that'll go on the trophy for the district and things like that. So, yeah, a lot of different things. Really excited about this event. A lot of things we kind of wanted to go big. We got a big picture backdrop too with our logo and everything on it. So we're hoping to kind of get the word out there via social media here after the event that, you know, it's a big event and a premier event here in Southwest Minnesota.
Yeah, and you have some sponsors too.
Yeah, and so, you know, the timing of this was came out, and the way school budgets work, we usually budget in the spring, and so this idea came out in the fall, so there wasn't a lot of money available to do this, and we said if we wanted to do it, we wanted to do it big, so we knew we had to raise some funds, and I tell you what, the people that we've talked to and the places that we've gone to have been just super supportive, and we didn't really do like a mass sponsorship thing. We just kind of found a few that we knew or that we were connected to as a committee, and you know, we've got Monty Youth Sports Club. I'm the vice president of that. Donated some money, and that money comes from charitable gambling from the Montevideo Fire Department, which I'm on as well. Dawson Fire Department, excuse me, donated as well. We also tapped into the Cottonwood and Montevideo Community Foundations through the Southwest Initiative Foundation. They were very generous as well. North Star Mutual, Greater Community Credit Union, DJ Planner Sales, and then obviously SMSU with the use of the facility. Borch's Sporting Goods gave us a deal on the t-shirts, and then just recently as we also awarded a CCM Health community grant as well here in the spring that'll actually help us probably a little bit in the next year. But I think overall we ended up raising, basically without raising a finger, a whole lot, about $15,000 to run this event.
Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah, people are pretty generous, aren't they?
You know, when you're talking about a special needs population as well, that, you know, there's a soft spot in people's hearts for some of those kids, and you know, not to take advantage of it, but you didn't hear a lot of no's when you went out, and anytime you asked, it was like, well, what do you need? And so, you know, we needed to buy t-shirts, we needed medals, you know, the trophy. And then actually all the equipment that we need to run the events as well, because we, at our facility here, we don't house all that stuff. We don't have all that stuff, and I didn't want to really borrow it from all of our districts and have to figure out how to get it back. So we ended up buying all the activities and things that we're going to be doing. And so Katie and I loaded up in the back of our vehicle. It's jam-packed and with stuff, so we're ready to go.
All right. Well, tell us maybe some of your favorite games that will be played tomorrow at SMSU.
Yeah, so we've actually got pretty much six events that will be medal events. We've got a 50-yard dash. We've got kind of cute names for them, called like the Lightning Dash. We've got a Bullseye Challenge, so which is going to be like a beanbag toss. Mm-hmm. And we have a Big Hit Blast, which will be a T-ball. Hit a ball off a tee, how far can you hit it?
Okay.
A Mighty Leap, which is a standing broad jump. A Swiss Showdown, which is going to be a free throw shoot. And then we're going to do the Unity Relay to end the day. So those are the six things. We'll also have some free play activities, things that will be, you know, around the outside of the RA facility and the football field for the kids to do as well.
Yeah, I bet you the kids are really excited about this too, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think once they get there and get going, I think it'll be a really, really fun event. You know, a lot of anxiety of not knowing what the event is, but yeah. I think once they get there and get going, I think it'll be a pretty fun event. We're hoping for, you know, some parents and spectators to show up as well and cheer on these kids, and, you know, we want this to make this a big event for them.
Yeah, no, that was my next question. This is open to the public? Is there a charge? Or why don't you give us the information where and when and stuff?
Yeah, so we'll be at Southwest Minnesota State University. We're going to utilize the football field and the RA facility, which are right across the road from each other. So if you haven't been to Marshall for a while, there is a new football field. It's not the one along the highway. It's the one across from the RA facility with the turf field. And we'll start at 10 o'clock on the football field with opening ceremonies. And so we'll parade out kind of like the Olympics. The kids each have banners for their school that they're going to carry. We have a student singing the national anthem, and just kind of a couple other announcements and things. And then by about 10:15, we're hoping to be starting our games on the football field. And then after we do our race on the football field, we split the two groups up. One will go in the RA facility, one will stay on the football field. And then end the day about 1:30-ish, with, like I said, all those games kind of taking place throughout the day. There is no charge for admission to get in. We wanted to make this as accessible as possible. The only thing is, if you are coming as a spectator, we couldn't find, it's the end of the school year too for SMSU, so we couldn't find a group to run concessions for us, so you're going to have to go off campus to get your own concessions. But yeah, free of charge, come on down, root these kids on, they really deserve it. A lot of these kids, you know, they're not your star, they're obviously not your star athletes and things like that that get some of the recognition, so that was the point, is we want to give these kids recognition for what they can do and the hard work and the cool kids that they are.
Okay, real good, Brent. Great event, and so, yeah, open to the public. Come on down to SMSU tomorrow morning around 10 o'clock. All right, thanks, Brent, for filling us in. Have a great day then.
Thank you very much.